And for the last time in the 2023 National Football League season, Survivors Ready, go! This is the season finale of the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. This is our first season of this podcast. I fully anticipate we will do a second season. And I thank Brandon Legal Group for paying the bills. Hey, are you an adult male in the state of Florida paying by law permanent alimony? Well, it's time for you to reach out to Brandon Legal Group because permanent alimony is no longer the law in the state of Florida. As of July 1st, 2023, permanent alimony is off the books. You can have your financial obligation reduced or eliminated altogether, and Brandon Legal Group can help. Call 813-902-3576 for a free consultation or visit brandonlegalgroup.com and click the box to request a free consultation to stop paying permanent alimony. The law is now on your side to stop paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida. Brandon Legal Group can help. Email right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Based on emails I've received, leagues I play in, leagues I'm aware of, most leagues have decided their winners in Survivor. I thank you for listening to this podcast either all season long or picking up on it at various points during the season. My goal is to not only return this podcast for a second season, but potentially start doing episodes after the schedule release, because that's when I will start doing my research, looking at the season big picture. Because we'll have some win totals, we'll have some game by game, we'll just be able to look at, okay, we know this team is good, what's their schedule, and do you want to use them here, or do you want to use them here, or do you want to use them here? So, could do some episodes much earlier than when we started this past year with week one of the National Football League season. I can promise you, we will do some episodes leading up to week one. I did a ton of my research last year in early August. That was 1 month before the season began. So I will approach Brandon Legal Group about paying the bills so you can have this podcast for free and you can stay in touch with me all off season. Right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. I still want to go through the money lines and the spreads and give a final shout out to Patrick Everson, senior sports betting reporter of VegasInsider.com, both with his work on Vegas Insider and playing along with us on Twitter X, bringing a lot of attention to what we've done here. Patrick, you're really good at what you do. You've got a great sense of humor and an overall sense for sports betting. Thank you very much for supporting us here. It is very much appreciated. I owe you one, at least. And please take me up on it, Patrick, at any point in 2024. I'd love to work with you on something maybe in the next season. All right? So Patrick Everson of VegasInsider.com, thank you, thank you, thank you. Looking at the numbers, we're recording this podcast on Wednesday, January 3rd, a little before 1 Pacific time, 4 in the East, 2 games on Saturday, and then the rest of the slate on Sunday. So based on information now, we already know there are some games that lack integrity in terms of who's playing. It's kind of like the bowl games now. We're dealing with opt-outs, and some of that is connected, most of it is connected to a team already being out of the playoffs or a team already securing their seed in the playoffs. So let's just, I will acknowledge that we talked a lot about the Circa Final Four, all of which won last week amidst discussion that there was a deal in some form. Circa continues to answer these questions. But there are still 4 to play. All 4 have Cincinnati to play if they want. Some are saying, well, all 4 will pick Cincinnati. So there will be that split. I don't know. I don't care. I'm not one of the 4. I'm not involved. But it appears as though there was a deal cut prior to the Week 17 Thursday night game, even though one owner had Cleveland and was in a good position to win that game and did win that game. One of the four players still could play Detroit, which is interesting. Pittsburgh with something to play for, and Baltimore not likely to play Lamar Jackson. But again, it appears as though we had a deal, at least for a safe type deal where everyone secured a significant amount of money, and then there might have been more to play out at the end. But I want to go through what we see for Week 18 just because I've done it all year, and I don't really get to do it anymore. So on Saturday, the Steelers are favored because of the expectation that Lamar Jackson and other Ravens may not go in a game that's meaningful for the Steelers. It's not a win and they're in for the Steelers, but they must win to stay alive for playoff consideration, although Mike Tomlin has already assured himself 17 straight non-losing seasons as a National Football League head coach. The Sunday night game is also not win and in, but it would help and could lead to a division title pending the Jaguars result, Colts against Texans, with the Texans a modest minus 118 money line favorite at the time of this podcast. Saints Falcons depends. Winner here could win the division if the Bucs lose. Bucs may or may not have a healthy Baker Mayfield, who is dealing with a rib issue as a result of a tough hit he took in the Week 17 loss to the Saints. Saints, as we speak, a minus 172 favorite. Bengals a minus 300 favorite against the Browns. The Browns will put Joe Flacco in bubble wrap for this game with their playoff seed secured. Not sure what the Bengals really have to play for here. So it's a game that may lack integrity on both sides. Bengals have no playoff berth to play for. Browns don't need to win it. Some have suggested, you know, if you're Jamar Chase or T. Higgins, what's the point? So best to avoid there if for whatever reason you're making a pick in Week 18. Patriots at home against Jets. I know that's a team that is available to all four still playing in Circa. Patriots are favored. Parcells obviously taking everything seriously. A lot of jobs at stake for the Patriots, and defensively they've been playing well. Jaguars with the division title on the line, and if they lose, they may be out entirely, just trying to hold on. Whether it's Trevor Lawrence or C.J. Beathard to be determined. Jaguars visiting the Titans and a minus 240 with a win and get a home playoff game. Lions and Vikings. Lions still have something to play for because I believe they can move up to the 2 seed with a Dallas loss. Lions a minus 168 at home. One in Circa still has them against a Viking team that's just kind of run out of quarterbacks. Panthers, Buccaneers, we've addressed that. Buccaneers may or may not have a healthy Baker Mayfield for this game in a must-win to win the division. There's a very, 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 very times like 100 scenario where the Bucs can lose this game and still get in as a wild card, but they need to win it to secure the home playoff game or likely the offseason begins. Commanders, looks like Sam Howell goes at quarterback at home against the Cowboys. Cowboys playing for the 2 seed, albeit the red flags are Cowboys flopped in this spot a year ago. Cowboys playing on grass, not good. That means it's a road game, but specifically a road game on grass, which they've lost 4 of those this year, road games on grass, and a division opponent. Commanders likely playing their last game for Ron Rivera. 49ers at home, first round bye secured. Might not want to show the Rams much because they may have to deal with the Rams in a second and a divisional round playoff game, and there's some history there. That's an odd one. Eagles at Giants, there's some talk that Eagles will rest their big names, even though they could still win the division with a Cowboys loss, or are the Eagles better off getting guys healthy, namely a Jalen Hurts, as they play the Giants? Packers currently hold the seventh spot. They're hosting the Bears, so they have something to play for in that spot. Green Bay, of course, really whittled down Survivor Fields a few weeks ago with some bad losses. I know in the league I play in, they basically, their losses determined over a span of 2 weeks who won our particular league. Seahawks and Cardinals. Seahawks, a minus 132 favorite. Cardinals have just continued to play hard, as they've done most of the season. And Cardinals obviously off that come-from-behind victory that impacts the NFC playoff picture with their win at Philadelphia. Raiders at home against Broncos as Broncos play out the string with Jared Stidham. Raiders could be making one final statement to try to keep Antonio Pierce as their head coach, doing it with a rookie quarterback who's seemingly very limited. So that's the situation in that game. No playoff implications there. Chargers, Chiefs. Chiefs are locked in. That's why Chargers are favored at home against the Chiefs in that game. Chiefs probably need to do some things well in that game just to feel good about themselves going into their home game the next week as the 3 seed. And then a game that has a ton of meaning. The Bills are favored at the Dolphins. Bills a minus 156 as the Dolphins struggles down the stretch this year, much like their struggles down the stretch last year. Winner gets the division title. If the Bills lose, they're probably out. If the Dolphins lose, they'll be locked in to the 6th seed and going to Kansas City. Again, email me if you need any thoughts week 18 as it relates to your Survivor or Eliminator leagues, or if you are doing a separate league for the postseason. I'd love to talk to you about it. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. As this podcast comes to an end, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast has also come to an end, but be reminded, I will continue talking football in a non-survivor and a non-fantasy tone on the Todd Wright Toddcast going forward, not only for the remainder of football season, but that podcast continues annually. I would say round the clock, but it's more like round the calendar. It doesn't depend on a particular sports season. So find the Todd Wright Toddcast. You can find it on Google Podcast. You can certainly find it distributed via joebucksfan.com. When you type it in for a Google search, don't just type in Toddcast. Type in the Todd Wright Toddcast so you can find it. Or you can email me and I can send you a link to it myself. I will do that for you at write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast, believe it or not, is 275 episodes old. I believe there's a theory out there. Most podcasts don't last more than 30 episodes. The Todd Wright Toddcast is going on episode 276. So find me there going forward in this calendar year of 2024 as we talk playoff football. Thanks very much for listening to the first season of the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. And this podcast should return after the schedule release. Presented by Brandon Legal Group. Love you guys.